Hello.
Dave and Darren.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast, everybody. We're really glad that you're here for it. We're really glad that we're here for it. Welcome to the show, Darren. Doing it a little bit later than our usual time.
Yeah.
We've got a crock pot going, so...
What do you got in that crock pot?
Looks like chicken and noodles today.
Ooh, and yeah. It's a crisp Friday evening.
Yes.
Bettendorf's in town. Bulldogs are playing at home.
As we're sitting here doing this podcast, it's October the 25th, although don't tell the people at the Lifetime Network for women, because as of today, they have started wall-to-wall Christmas programming.
Yeah.
As of today.
Original wall-to-wall Christmas
programming. Only programming on Lifetime from now until December 25th. Only Christmas and holiday-themed movies around the clock for the next 2 months. They've added 30 new original Christmas premieres to their lineup this year. Hallmark Channel will be doing their annual Countdown to Christmas 24/7 marathon today as well.
Now, how many people do you think couldn't sleep last night?
Just so excited. I did see
somebody. I'm just too keyed up.
Somebody on one of the pages that I follow was up at midnight.
Yes.
For when the XM channel, Hallmark Christmas channel, flipped, because they wanted to be there to capture the first Christmas song of the year at midnight.
Ugh.
So there's like a screen capture. It's 11:59 p.m. at night, and it's Bing Crosby. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Can you imagine being that excited? Like, I wonder what the first song's going to be. Oh, my God. I can't believe
it. Bing. I knew it was going to be Bing.
It's their Binger. Oh, of course it is. Oh, Christmas is here. No, I mean, we're not quite a week away from Halloween, and yet the wall-to-wall Christmas has begun. So Lifetime, which is a channel that's TV for women, right? Isn't that how they promote themselves? I know they used
is
to.
Is it?
Used to be the
That's kind of racist.
Sexist.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with being sexy.
There's a twist on it. People are going to spend $500 million. $500 million
on
this
pumpkin
year.
Pumpkin spice.
No, on costumes for their pets.
Mm.
Pet costumes.
Yes.
What's your take on that? You've got the boys, you got the girls, you got all the dogs in your house. Do they like Halloween?
They have costumes.
Uh-huh.
I haven't bought any.
Well, I'm but certain of that.
That doesn't mean they don't get any.
Now, do they wear the same thing year after year, or?
Well, I don't know that Jax can get into his original wedding garb.
Was he a groom or a bride?
Well, he's a boy.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, it's Halloween. Do what you want. None of my business.
But they get stuff from time to time.
Pumpkin costumes are the most popular for animals.
We don't have a pumpkin.
Followed closely by a hot dog outfit for dogs.
And we don't have that.
No?
No.
$9 billion spent on Halloween costumes each and every year. $500 million of that is going towards animals. So,
yeah.
Yeah, if that's something you do, I think that's a little weird.
Halloween, trick-or-treat is always a little bit of a trying time at our place.
Because?
Well, because the dogs go crazy whenever there's anyone at the door.
Oh, that's right.
So to put up with it, 40 or 50 times in an evening.
Right. Well, I'm wondering, because this year I think it's going to be pretty darn cold, and I have yet to make my candy purchase. And I'm wondering if I should buy less.
I'm making my candy purchase tonight.
I think I am too.
Yes.
I think after the show here, I'm off to make my candy purchase as well.
That's what I'm doing.
Because I'd like to have it around the house for the weekend.
Well, we've done pretty well.
Yeah, right?
Up to this point.
But I think I need to kind of, not two bags this year, just one bag.
I'm going with one big bag.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. But every year I tell myself that, and then every year I end up getting two big bags. And then there's candy in this house until February. And then I get candy for everybody for Valentine's Day, and it just becomes this never-ending candy cycle.
Yes.
And I'd like to break...
Then I give them diabetes for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, and I give them insulin for Easter. That's your present.
It's a tradition.
Enjoy. Walmart is warning people of a national supply shortage, Darren, of dish soap. There's been a run on dish soap.
Now, are we talking about
Dawn?
Yeah, okay, so we're not talking
Ivory.
We're not talking about washing or the dishwasher soap.
No, the dish soap, if you wash have the you dishes ever
put,
yourself.
Have you ever put
yes, I
dish
have.
Soap in the...
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I did it at the old house because I thought it would make them extra clean. I rather than scrape the pots and pans, I thought, oh, I'll just throw some Dawn in there, and it'll do a really good job. This was 20 years ago.
Sure.
And then there were suds all over the kitchen floor.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes and no.
Well, it's...
Yes and no.
Well, the floor needed cleaning anyway.
Yeah, well, it got a good one that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it did.
I have made that mistake. Because I didn't grow up in a house with a dishwasher.
You know
dishwasher.
What I always said I was going to do? What I thought...
Or did I? Do we have a dishwasher growing up?
One of the things... No, we didn't. Oh, no. My dad's classic line.
Tell it. I love this dad joke.
I've already got four of them, don't I? He might have said five, including mom.
See,
I don't know if he did.
We were the only house on our block that didn't have an electric garage door opener. And that's because when we pulled up to the house, it was me and my brother Joe's job to climb out in the rain and open the garage door.
Yes.
That was the garage door opener.
That's the... Yeah.
I've got two garage door openers. I don't need
one.
They're
in the back seat.
Right. It's a classic dad joke.
Sure.
Maybe we did have a dishwasher growing
up. The one thing...
I don't remember.
What was the one thing that you told yourself that you were going to do when you... got older that mm-hmm. you never did?
So like when I grow up, this is how it's
going to
be?
When I grow up, I'm going to do this. And then you didn't do it.
I feel like I've crossed off all of the bucket list.
One of the things I said I was going to do, and, and it makes sense as to why I haven't done it,
mm-hmm.
is that I was going to pop popcorn
mm-hmm.
without the lid on top.
Just
so that it just goes everywhere.
I can understand as a child why that would be appealing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can even... but as an adult, it's like, well, there's a practical problem with that.
I wonder...
You know what? I still need to do it.
I think
damned.
Dude, just to cross it off your
list.
Yeah,
be damned the popcorn and the oil everywhere.
The oil's really more of the issue.
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, that's issue number one. If there was a way to do it where you wouldn't get that oil all over the place.
Now, I have shaken a tomato juice can
mm-hmm.
that I had already opened. That wasn't the best. So, I mean, because I give it a nice shake.
Yeah.
And before I could... Before I was aware of what I was doing, it's...
I think
it was like you had Tex Watson over.
I think you owe it to yourself to go ahead
and do the popcorn
experiment. I think it would be...
I guess you could do... Well, I don't...
You don't have to do the whole thing. You can do it for a little bit, like, and then go, okay, that's enough, and turn it off, right? And then cover it
up. Can I do it here?
No, absolutely not. That's not an
option. See, that's what I need to do.
You need to do it at somebody else's house?
Well, you know, well, the next time you guys ask me to watch the cat...
The Walmart.
It's what? Like, whoa.
What happened
now,
here?
Hey, now, Dave, were you going to go ahead and ask Dave? Or were you going to ask Darren to watch Aria? I would normally, but he knows where
we keep our popcorn and our oil. We better not.
He's mentioned.
This was a promise he made to himself as a very young man.
And I think there's a look in his eye lately that he's going to keep that promise.
Procter & Gamble is the leading maker of dish soap, and these signs are showing up at Walmarts all across the country, and they are as follows. Dish soap is experiencing a national supply shortage, impacting product availability.
Huh.
To our customers, these shortages will remain until December 1st.
Well, I just...
So you can't even clean your Thanksgiving stuff up.
I just got a big bottle of it.
Well,
I'm telling
you guys this because I want you to make a run before we run out of it here. If you see some dish soap, some Ivory, Dawn, grab a couple of buckets of it and then maybe make a living on the dish soap black market.
I ate a bunch of sliced beef before I came over here.
Yeah, and you mentioned how uncomfortable you are. What happened there?
I don't know. I was a little hungry.
Uh-huh.
Didn't really have any real reason to be hungry. And I walked in the kitchen at work and someone had just brought in a tray of randomly sliced beef.
And you thought, Friday night.
It's
all right for fighting.
I put some on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put a little more on the plate. Then I put a little more on the plate.
You just couldn't help yourself.
And before I know it,
uh-huh.
what I had done is I had piled a bunch of sliced beef on a plate. And I mean, and once sliced it's beef. And once it's on the plate.
Well, yeah.
What are you going
to
do?
That's yours.
Yeah.
That's your beef to, you know, to enjoy. Why not? Go crazy for it.
Ugh.
So you're saying that you feel a little compromised here?
I need to go for a nice long walk.
Okay.
I mean, not right this second. But,
well, yeah, I'd rather you didn't right now.
I mean, we'll get through the top five things.
And then it's off to.
And then it's, I probably.
Food or rice?
What I should do is go for a nice long walk to go get some Halloween candy.
Let's do the top five things, shall we?
The Dave and Darren top five things is brought to you by Factory of Fear, the Quad City's only year-round haunt, located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Halloween. And of course, they're open tonight and this weekend. So make your way to Factory of Fear. With over 20 minutes spent within the Fear, the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction is celebrating 25 years of Fear. Tickets are available in advance if you need them by going to the website, factoryoffear.com. They're $15, VIP 20. Do you have what it takes to make it through over 20 minutes of the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Open Fridays and Saturdays from 7 till midnight and Sundays and Halloween from 7 till 10.
This is the weekend to go, right?
Yes, this is a sweet spot.
Right.
Absolutely. Last year, Factory of Fear underwent a 100% remodel, which included 30-plus rooms and more twisted characters. This year, they added almost 5,000 square feet to the haunt. Factory of Fear, the only Illinois top 10 haunt in the Quad Cities, reviewed by hauntedillinois.com, and a voter's choice top 10 haunted house, the longest running, most decorated haunt in the Quad Cities, Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
We've got another haunted house that we're going to be talking about on the show now. It's not anywhere near us, but I think Factory of Fear makes a lot more sense than this other haunted house.
Yes.
Have you heard about this one?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I can't wait to share it with you.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade roast beef, their secret recipe, slow roasted and hand pulled to perfection.
You can't stop talking about beef.
For some reason, and I apologize, James, it doesn't sound that appetizing to me right now. But I'm sure that too will pass. How about this? This actually sounds a little bit better to me. Homemade tuna. Their homemade recipe is made fresh daily. Get it at Capriati's. Again, at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, and the location in Davenport on 53rd Street. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, terrific. Top five things.
Number one.
This story comes to us from America's Wang, Darren. It's
Florida.
Florida man sexually assaulted a pair of large stuffed animal toys inside a Target store. According to the police who arrested this guy on a criminal mischief charge, Cody Christopher Meter, 20 years old, on Tuesday, went into a Target and raped a Olaf doll, the snowman from the movie Frozen. He selected a large Olaf stuffed animal, proceeded to place it on the floor of the Target there in Pinellas Park, and then he began to dry hump the snowman until he completed his endeavor right there on the snowman.
I am the Falcon.
He then returned the soiled...
Did the further show.
He then returned the soiled Olaf back to the display before entering the toy department.
Boy, talk about having talk about a scratch and dent sale, and you, Timmy, come over here.
Consider yourself zing,
Timmy.
Zing of the day.
Why does the snowman look horrified, Mommy?
Why is this thing marked down 90%? I'll take it. Zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Meter then returned the soiled Olaf back to the display, scratch and dent sale. He returned
that's a liquidation sale, is what that is. Everything must go.
come on out to Target for our no black light toyed sale.
Hey, they only want a nickel for this elf.
The ultimate zing.
You know I can't pass up a deal.
I mean, he finished.
Like the guy, the first person that walks by after Timmy has marked it down.
He returned the soiled Olaf back to the display.
Kind of gives the old Imogene Coca look, you know.
Uh-huh. He then went back to the toy department where he selected a large unicorn stuffed animal and began to dry hump this item. Now, this is after he finished with the snowman.
Boy.
Yeah. He's got to have it.
That's an addiction there.
After consorting with the stuffed animals, Meter, who lives in St. Petersburg, was detained while still inside the Target. After being read his rights, he admitted to doing stupid stuff, admitting that he had, admitting his words now that he had
grown up stuff.
He admitted to police that he had his words now. Forgive me, Imam. Mm. He had nutted on the Olaf stuffed animal.
I tell you what, I love the way these kids talk these days.
Yeah, I nutted on the Olaf. That's a sentence that was said this week in America.
Yeah.
The stuffed items, according to cops, were removed from the store floor and then destroyed.
And it's October and in Florida, and he's in that sort of Christmas spirit. That is...
Meter's dad told police that he definitely has a history of this type of behavior.
Oh, no.
Court records, however, show no criminal cases against this guy.
Up to this point.
Yeah, so he's gotten away with it, apparently. Charged with criminal mischief, Meter booked into the county jail on a misdemeanor count.
Well, it's
released from custody after posting $150 bond.
It's not the best, but if you promise that it just... It doesn't get any, if it doesn't go anywhere other than stuffed elves and unicorns, then maybe I'll allow it.
Two.
But next time, take it home.
Olaf's a snowman.
He's a snowman?
Yes. Olaf's a snowman in the Frozen movies.
He's not an elf.
No, but I mean, what difference? It might as well be an elf. What difference does it make? You're right. Story here of a deer hunter in Arkansas who shoots a deer. He's out deer hunting with his nephew. This is an experienced hunter. 66-year-old man. Shot a deer.
Yes.
And he and his nephew are going to go field dress the deer's body together.
Mm-hmm. Big job.
Yeah. So he goes to find the deer that he shot, and he found the deer, only the problem was... The deer wasn't really that wounded.
Oh.
So
now a little pissed off.
Yes. And now this deer hunter is dead from the deer attack.
Now he's the deer hunted.
Exactly. And we all shine on.
Yeah.
Like the moon and the stars and the sun. Instant karma got this guy.
So the deer kills the guy.
Yes.
What about the kid gets away?
The nephew is a grown man himself.
Yeah.
And he says by the time he found his uncle,
oh my God,
he was alert and talking, and he was able to call his wife to say goodbye.
Oh Lord.
But he stopped breathing by the time the paramedics got there and got him to the hospital. They're not sure if it was the antler wounds that are the official cause of death, or maybe this guy had a heart attack from going up to what he thought was a dead deer, and then the deer comes to life and starts attacking him.
Goodbye, my dear.
They say there will not be an autopsy.
No need. We know what happened.
Injuries resulting from wounded deer, not uncommon, according to the Game and Fish Commission down there in Arkansas. On occasion, hunters will approach a deer thinking it's dead when it's only stunned or injured.
So they're telling you that if you do this sort of deer hunting, then keep your gun drawn.
I guess what you're supposed to do is, if you shoot a deer, you're supposed to wait 15 to 30 minutes to make sure the damn thing is dead.
Oh.
And I don't think this guy did it.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that that's deer hunting protocol.
The buck, by the way, got away. Is the deer going to be all right, Uncle Darren?
We don't know that it will be. Probably.
Well, it was slightly wounded, but it was able to get up and run around.
Yeah,
and
still.
And also they say the wounded buck has not been found.
Yeah.
So if this thing was shot to the point where it was going to die, yeah, they would have found it.
Maybe.
I think the deer got away with this one. And again, I mean, you're kind of asking for it.
Well, you're not. I tell you what.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend I got a ton of sympathy for this guy. I can't do it.
I can't say that you're not asking for it.
Right. Right.
I mean, I'm not gonna take your gun away.
No, of course not.
But
you got killed by the thing you were trying to kill.
Yeah,
and that's just,
so
that's just. I hope nobody can be mad at the deer, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, God gave them knives on the top of their head for a reason.
Knives on the tops of their
heads.
That's
what those antlers are. They're knives, for Christ's sakes. Yeah, they're vicious animals.
It's a good look.
Yeah.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over or cold over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. And being that it is autumn, fall into a pumpkin pie latte and a chai tea. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. Remember, anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards, because everybody loves Capriati's. If you're there for lunch or dinner, please do this. Mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three.
Check out the stones on this guy. This Midwestern immigrant wants to reconnect with a long-lost love. Now, she's been barred from entering the United States.
Mm-hmm.
From Macedonia.
Huh.
So what do? Well, if you're this guy, you steal your wife's passport so you can sneak your mistress across the Canadian border for a little bit of the old hanky-panky. That's what Rahim...
What do you need to borrow my passport for?
Just reason, sonny. Just I'll have it back tomorrow.
You know, you want to keep daddy happy, don't you? What do you always say? Eat, Papa, eat.
Rahim Javorovac. At the center of a story that unraveled at the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit, this guy from Michigan and his returning lover were caught and are now looking at some serious charges. They won't be together for some time. He's 49 years old, pulled up to a border inspection booth in a Nissan SUV with a Texas license plate, and he had his girlfriend in the passenger seat.
Uh-huh.
He presented an officer a pair of U.S. passports. And then they kind of did some checking around. They realized, you look nothing like the woman in this passport. And they said, we need another form of
ID. I've lost a little weight. I put on a little weight.
I let myself go once I got to the States.
It's all that Tex-Mex food.
So
I just go nuts. I go crazy for those Southwest egg rolls is the thing. Once I get started. Oh, have you ever had chicken tortilla soup? It's delicious.
Well, it's not going to end well. They ended up doing fingerprints and they realized,
have you ever had chili verde?
Not only are you not the person on this passport, but you're someone who is barred from entering the country.
Are you saying I'm banned?
Banned is what I'm
banned?
Saying. Yes. Yes. So now these guys are in a lot of trouble. They were involved romantically for a week 20 or 30 years ago in Macedonia and had no contact until she showed up in Canada. And then he went to try and sneak her over from Canada to here so they could reconnect. Reunited, and it feels so good.
Here's your passport, sweetie. Hey, what are you all down about? Nothing. Can't have anything nice.
Don't worry about it.
Can't have anything nice.
Four.
Never get my way.
Ever.
How do you think the wife feels about this?
Probably not the best.
Yeah, your husband's cheating on you, and you're not going to see him for a while because he was trying to smuggle a woman who was barred into the country using your passport.
Maybe that is best.
Yeah.
Maybe it's best we take a little break.
Yeah, good for you, honey. Live your life. All right, so there's a story here in Summertown, Tennessee, a haunted house that's called McCamey Manor. And this just seems a little over the top. McCamey Manor prides themselves on being a terrifying haunted house experience. In fact, they say it's the most terrifying haunted house in the country.
I don't know that I want to be in the most terrifying haunted house.
How about this? If you make it all the way through,
yes,
they'll give you $20,000.
Well, that's different.
And admission is a bag of dog food, which they then give to local shelters.
That's marvelous.
If you can make it through, they'll give you 20 grand.
People don't make it through?
No one has made it through yet.
What's going on in there? Like real live vivisection-y?
Well.
Or vivisection?
The first thing is you have to watch a 2-hour long video.
Oh.
And it's people quitting because it's so terrifying in there. Then you have to sign a 40-page waiver. You then have to create a safe word, pass a physical, and more, including they hypnotize you before you can go into the haunted house.
Wow.
So you really believe everything is real.
That is something
else. They hypnotize you so you think everything in there. You don't have that switch in your head.
Whose
you go,
brainchild
well,
is this?
It's kind of great, right?
It is something else.
So you are, when you go to a Factory of Fear, terrifying as it is,
they don't hypnotize you.
You know in your heart of hearts, these are actors who are really good at their job.
Yes.
They've done a really good job making this look like a bunch of people have been murdered. You're hypnotized so you think it's really a murder house.
Huh.
It's so extreme that no one has yet to complete the experience.
Do they make you take like a psychedelic, a hallucinogen?
Might as well. You got to be 21 years or older. You have to complete a sports physical with a doctor's letter stating that you are physically and mentally cleared to enter the haunted house.
Uh-huh.
You have to pass a background check. You have to be screened via Facebook, FaceTime, or phone.
And how long is the film that you watch?
You have to provide proof of medical insurance, sign a waiver. You have to pass a portable drug test.
Hmm.
What's the rule?
No field test.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
I don't care if it's a haunted house or not.
And then you have to watch a 2-hour movie that's called And Then There Were None. It's a collection of every contestant who has attempted to make their way through the haunted house and how all of them are failing. And the video is a montage of people quitting, and they utter the required phrase, you really don't want to do this.
Yeah. Huh.
They say warnings here, intense audio, lightning, extreme low visibility, strobe and fog effects, damp and wet conditions, physically demanding environments, close contact with creatures. You might get touched. Very real and graphic scenes of horror. No smoking, drinking, eating, running inside, touching of props and actors. We reserve the right to refuse admission. I mean, this is all kind of standard stuff that you might find in any haunted house. But
I don't know that I need that.
If you are able to make it through the haunted house, $20,000. Also, by the way, you can't swear when you're in there. If you swear, you're disqualified. You're disqualified.
Huh.
If you say any cursing,
that's it.
He deducts cash from your potential $20,000 prize. Mm. So if you make it through and you drop a couple F-bombs, this is down in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. He says he's put over $1 million into the haunt. And he charges no money to get into it.
Just
a bag of food is the price to get in and do this thing.
That's nice.
It's like you really think that it's a real spook house. And yeah, you have to watch a 2-hour movie of people quitting before you get the start. But yeah, no one has done it. Make it through and you get $20,000.
Now, I wonder if the actors would be capable of making it through.
I mean, no one has.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you're an actor, I bet it's like the casinos, right? Like you can't gamble where you work, right? You probably can't do it there.
Yeah.
Four.
That was number four, guys.
Yeah, well,
this is five.
Number five.
I know it's the weekend, kids, but I need you to focus. Finally.
You're off to focus house.
Great, I want to go.
Go ahead. They got a swimming pool. Don't threaten me with focus house.
I'd be thrilled to go to focus house. You kidding me? It sounds like a little bit of heaven on earth. Finally. Number five.
Did you hear that they're remaking Hocus Pocus?
I think, I did read that. So that's a movie that kids really like.
I remember Midler my niece was just gaga for it when she was a little girl.
Yeah, there's kids of a certain age where that's their movie.
That was her jam.
I can't say I've ever seen it.
No, I don't know that I've ever seen the whole thing
Sarah
either.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, and...
the other one. It's like the three tenors.
Kathy Najami is her name. A sister act, right? Wasn't that what she made her name in?
If you say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her jam.
How about this? Your yellow lights might be getting longer. Not just here, but all around the world because of one guy's lawsuit. Mats Jarlstrom from Beaverton, Oregon. Back in 2013, his wife got a ticket at a red light camera, and Mats wasn't happy about it.
I know how you feel.
Well, he looked at it, and he said, look, the ticket happened. You're able to look at the video. The ticket happened 0.12 seconds after the light switched from yellow to red. So there's not enough time for anyone to make it through an intersection. You can't make it through an intersection in 12/10 of a second, right?
Yes.
This guy is from Sweden, and he studied electrical engineering. So he took his case to the Oregon Board of State Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying and argued that you got to extend yellow lights. They said, we don't, just pay your ticket. We're not even going to pay attention to this. Shut up, Mats. They ignored him because they said, you don't have a professional engineering license, so we don't need to listen to you. They put his request on hold.
Oh, maybe I do.
Again, this is in 2013. Well, a federal judge has overturned the fine, so now he's taking his proposal to a group called the Institute of Transportation Engineers. Those are the people who set the guidelines for traffic lights for 90 different countries on planet Earth.
Now, I'm sure that they've changed their way, but when I lived out in Phoenix in the late 80s, they didn't have any turn arrows, ever. And at any of their lights, they never had any green arrows.
That's weird.
It was. You had to. A lot of times, you had to turn on a red light once the yellow had gone. It was your only opportunity of getting across.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I'm sure that's not the case now. But back then, I mean, and we're not talking about the 1930s, they didn't have turn arrows.
Never heard of that.
Strange.
Well, if this guy gets what he wants... Yellow lights right now are 3.2 seconds, and they would go to 4.5 seconds. And that wouldn't just be in Oregon. That would be all across the country and, indeed, all across the globe.
Okay. I think I'm all right with it.
You would like to have another 1.3 seconds of yellow light?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to make it a Christmas wish, but...
I'll tell you what that's good for is you kiss the palm of your hand, and then you pound the ceiling, and then that's good for your sex life.
Oh, yeah?
You never did that?
No.
Drive through a yellow light and you kiss your hand and then you pound the roof.
Never heard that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's supposed to do what? Give you a good singing voice?
It adds time to your sex life.
Huh. Never heard that one.
Anyone else ever hear that one? Anyone else still do that? I do it sometimes. I go through a yellow light, I kiss your hand, you slap the roof of your car, you know, the ceiling of your car. And it adds time to your sex life.
You're kissing your hand, huh?
Yeah. He's a little peck. I mean, you don't have to make out with it. It's not Olaf.
Yeah.
It's not an elf at a Target store.
Priced to move.
Everything's got to go. That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. When you're there for lunch or dinner, please do this. Mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. It's Capriati Sandwich Shop. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Ah, crap.